Okay, we're gonna go ahead and call the meeting to order, and want to welcome everybody to our November 25th board meeting at our new location here in the East End. I think everybody's aware of the fact that our board room is being upgraded technically, and we'll be back there after the first of the year.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back here again on November 9th, so thank you all for being here.
December 9th.
December 9th.
We'll be back here.
December 9th.
Yes.
Right. 2 weeks from tonight. Okay. Would you stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance and remain standing for the Reverend Angelo Chapman, pastor of Pilgrim Journey Baptist Church.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray.
Almighty God, as is our most honorable custom, invoke your presence upon the convening of this board tonight. As our nation navigates itself through the waters of economic uncertainty, let all hands be on deck, working together in the true spirit of what it means to be an American, so that our nation may find its balance. We all pledge before a flag that is nonpartisan. As this board handles the issues of Henrico County, keep them mindful that the nation begins right here where they serve. They are charged to improve the quality of life of those who reside and work in their particular districts and to better the overall county. Keep them wise. Keep them in good working relationship one to the other. May the county be greatly blessed during their tenure of service. Let Henrico County be an example of excellence in the city of Richmond, in the state of Virginia, and in the nation. Bless each family of persons here tonight during this Thanksgiving season. This is our prayer for this occasion tonight. Amen.
All right, Mr. Manager, I believe we have some minutes, regular meeting and special meeting for approval tonight.
We do, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. A request is made for consideration approval of the minutes of November the 12th. This is for your regular and special meeting minutes. These have been transmitted to you for consideration. The motion would be in order.
I have not received a copy of the minutes. Are there some available that I could read for the next few minutes and we could defer this until I can have a chance to read them? I apologize.
Oh. They're on the computer, Mr.
They are?
Manager.
Okay.
They were sent to the board in packets on Thursday, Monday. I can't explain why Mr. Van did not receive them. I apologize for that. That's offense.
All right, we can defer this until we get into perhaps those appointments.
Thank you.
We'll go ahead and move forward in the agenda temporarily. Mr. Manager, you have some comments this evening.
I do, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, one comment. Mr. Chairman, I'm going to ask you to proceed to the podium along with those two boxes just to your left.
All right.
I'm going to ask representatives from the Department of Finance who are going to receive those awards to come forward. There should be several of them. Down to the podium, sir. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, ladies and gentlemen, the Department of Finance is the recipient of two distinguished awards from the Government Financial Officers Association, commonly known to us as GFOA, of the United States and Canada. The first is a certificate of achievement for excellence in financial reporting for its comprehensive annual financial report. The certificate of achievement is the highest form of recognition in the area of governmental accounting and financial reporting, and its attainment represents a significant accomplishment by a government and its management. This award is highly regarded by Moody's, Standard & Poor's, and Fitch Investor Services as an indication of good financial management. That in short term is a triple A bond rating. This is the 27th consecutive year that the county has received this recognition. The accounting staff of the Department of Finance Accounting Division has been designated as the primary responsible entity for preparing this award-winning report. Mr. Cackey, if you would present this award first, sir.
All right. As gentlemen, on behalf of the board, I'm very pleased to present this award that you all worked so hard to achieve, and you deserve it. I think we have an outstanding finance department recognized around the state and around the nation as being at the top. So, congratulations, and best of luck.
Thank you, Mr. Cackey. The second award, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, ladies and gentlemen, is for the Distinguished Budget Presentation Award. In order to receive this award, Henrico's budget document was reviewed and rated favorably by an expert panel of independent budget professionals. It reflects the commitment of many individuals to meet the highest standards of government budgeting. It also reflects the leadership and support of elected and appointed officials, as well as the expertise of professionalism and the many hours of hard work by staff involved in the preparation of our budget. The entire staff in the Office of Management and Budget played a key role in the development of this document, and I thank the budget staff for their efforts. The Henrico County Budget Office has received this award for 20 consecutive years. Mr. Cackey, if you would do the honors, sir.
Again. It's a beautiful plaque, and congratulations. I know we spend, and you spend, a lot of weeks and hours on our budget, and we're kind of looking forward to next year, but I know it's going to be a challenge, but you all do a great job, and the board appreciates it, and you deserve this award. So congratulations again, all of you.
Mr. Cackley, members of the board, and Mr. Manager, I want to personally thank staff for their efforts. I think you all know these individuals, but for the audience, to my left is Clarence Daniel, the Accounting Division Director, Teresa Sprouse in the Budget Office, and Gene Walter, your Budget Director. Their efforts are obviously validated through such things as bond ratings and rates obtained at bond sales that we have seen recently. Ultimately, however, the validation of what these individuals are doing come through what others say about the county's finances. And to this end, I think tonight you will see and you will receive an audit wherein our external auditors have afforded us an unqualified opinion with no weaknesses noted for management. These awards are a validation of the board's and the manager's planning efforts. But as Mr. Cackley noted, they could not be compiled without the many long hours and efforts of staff. So to that end, I thank you, and I thank staff.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have no other comments this evening, sir.
All right. Any board members have comments this evening? Okay, I don't see any Boy Scouts here tonight. We got some special guests. We have a planning commissioner here with us, Mr. Brandon. You'll have to stand in for the Boy Scouts tonight. Okay. No other?
Mr. Chairman, I do have a comment. You heard me reiterate this a few moments ago. This is the site where the Board of Supervisors used to meet, and I want to thank the county manager for and my colleagues who opted to come to this part of Henrico, really where our first board meetings were held right here. So I want to thank the manager and my colleagues for bringing government a little bit closer to persons who live in Eastern Henrico also. Although they may not be here, but at least we have continued. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Thornton, and we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Well, recognition of news media, Melody Martin from the Times-Dispatch. Where's Melody? Thank you for being here. That's it.
Going to make minutes?
Oh, now we're back to the minutes. Have you had a chance to look those over?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Move approval of the minutes of the November 12th regular and special meetings.
Second.
A motion by Ms. O'Bannon and second by Mr. Denai that the minutes be approved. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. They are approved. Okay. That brings us down to we have one appointment this evening.
You do, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Your first item is an appointment paper. This is 332-08. It is a resolution for appointment of members to the Board of Directors of the Economic Development Authority. The paper appoints three individuals to the Board of Directors of the Economic Development Authority for four-year terms, which will expire on November the 13th in the year 2012, or thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. This paper would appoint from the Brooklyn District, Christopher Shoemaker, Fairfield District, Benjamin B. Miles, and the Three Chop District, Patrick R. Liverpool. Motion would be in order.
Move the resolution.
Second. Okay. Got a motion by Mr. Glover and a second by Mr. Thornton that these three members be approved. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. And are any of them here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Liverpool and Mr. Miles is here.
Okay. You do need to be sworn in.
Yes, if you gentlemen would come forward, the clerk will swear you in at this point. Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we have a provisional use permit that was deferred from your last meeting on November the 12th. This is for decision only. It is designated as 323-08, being P-16-08 in the Fairfield District. It is New Singular Wireless, a request for provisional use permit under Chapter 24 of the County Code in order to construct a 120-foot-high internal array monopole telecommunications tower and related equipment located on the west line of Upham Drive, approximately 500 feet north of its intersection with Wilkinson Road, commonly called the Chamberlain Farms Shopping Center. Planning Commission voted to recommend the Board of Supervisors grant this request. Mr. Chairman, members of the Board, again, this is for decision only. Ms. Moore?
Thank you, Mr. Manager. This case was presented to the Board on November 11th. In summary, this is a request to install
a 120-foot-high telecommunication tower at the Chamberlain Farm Shopping Center. The proposed tower would consist of a taper monopole with concealed antennas. The board deferred this item to tonight's meeting for decision only. The staff has received no information, and the staff report and the recommended conditions remain the same as the previous meeting. As stated on November 11th, staff believes the request is consistent with the 2010 plans for siting telecommunication tower and recommends approval. I'll be happy to try to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. For those of you in the audience that weren't at the last board meeting 2 weeks ago, we did hear this case, and we spent a good maybe hour and a half discussing the pros and cons, and Mr. Thornton needed a little more time to explore some issues. And so we had agreed at that time that we would not have open discussion again on this item because everybody's had an opportunity to express their thoughts at the last meeting. So, but the board members, if you need any refreshment from Ms. Moore on any of the issues, any questions? You did indicate that the Planning Commission and the staff support the...
Yes, sir. The Planning Commission recommended approval for this at their October 9, 2008 meeting.
Okay. All right, Ms. Thornton, you've had an opportunity to...
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Chairman, let me say that the neighborhood is an entity that embodies what is the essence of community. The community is the bedrock of American life. Each community has an essence and personhood of its own. Part of that essence and personhood pertain to the wishes of the citizens. So tonight we have a case in which a communication tower is being requested by the respective industry, and that tower is being requested to be located in a community setting. Communication towers are very important to our lifestyle, communication, and well-being. We respect the importance of these towers. We stated this meeting would be for decision only. My job then is to be that of an arbiter in this decision-making aspect. I must respect both sides of the issue, of course, and I also want to say that it is meritorious from both sides. It is my opinion, as I've said above, that communication towers have a certain place in communities, and in some communities it may depend on the place and timing. It is my view that this is not the propitious moment for this tower in this particular setting, and so as I listen to the voice of the citizens and also considering the aspects of the case itself, I want to thank persons of the Planning Commission, Mrs. Fry, and others. But I'm going to have to vote to deny motion to P-1608 for the following reasons. Number one, persons came from several neighborhoods. And there were some who said things that were overstated, of course. There were several citizens who live in the area who had expressed concerns about approving the tower also. They mentioned things such as visibility, negative impact, and all those type of things. Some citizens also expressed concerns about health aspects or health effects of the tower. But as the county attorney has advised, I cannot and do not base my motion for denial on the concern about health effects. But I do base my concerns, though, on being the voice of the community in this case. I think that maybe in the future that this might be a good venue, but at the present time, I have to say this is not the venue, this is not the timing for this particular communication tower. With that, I'd like to move motion to deny.
All right.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Thornton and second by Ms. O'Bannon to deny this provisional use permit. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay, then the use permit is denied.
Moving into your public hearing agenda this evening, Mr. Chairman, you have two items. The first is 333-08, This is a resolution for condemnation of 0.885 acres for a vent station. This would be located on property belonging to Elizabeth Ellen Bauer in the Verona District. Mr. Price.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, approval of this paper will authorize the county attorney's office to institute eminent domain proceedings to acquire a 0.885 more or less acre parcel of land in the Verona Magisterial District that is part of a 32.8 acre parcel owned by Elizabeth Ellen Bowyer. The land is needed for a vent station site for the Department of Public Utilities Four Mile Creek Trunk Sewer Rehabilitation Project. The county's appraisal-based offer of $15,775 to Ms. Bowyer has not been accepted. In order to maintain construction scheduling for this project, it is necessary to seek this action at this time. The directors of Public Utilities and Real Property recommend approval of this action.
Okay, this is a public hearing, but first, are there any questions by board members concerning this?
Just one comment. Does anyone live on the property currently?
The owner owns two pieces of property. There's a 32.8 acre parcel and a 4 acre parcel that is improved with a home site she resides on.
So all negotiations have run out?
Yes, sir. In fact, we began negotiations in early 2007, and we haven't been successful.
You have questions? All right, this is a public hearing. Does anybody in the audience want to speak on this case, on this condemnation resolution? Okay. Seeing none, I guess motion be in order.
Seeing none, Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt the resolution for condemnation.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Donati and second by Ms. O'Bannon that the resolution be approved. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. It is approved.
Second item under your public hearing agenda, 334-08. This is a resolution for signatory authority. This is a lease agreement for installation of a drainage pipe for the Sherm Group home located in the Verona District. Mr. Price?
Yes, sir. Approval of this resolution will authorize the county manager to execute a license agreement in a form approved by the county attorney allowing East-West Construction, Inc. to install drainage pipe on the county's Sherm Group home property at 2505 National Street. The drainage is a part of the off-site drainage system for Sherm Heights Subdivision Section G. The granting of the license and the installation of the pipe will not adversely impact the county's use of this property. The Real Property Department has processed this request through the Departments of Public Works and Mental Health, Mental Retardation without objection and recommends approval of the paper.
Is this off-site? Is that why this paper is needed? Or,
it's on know. The group home site.
Oh, that's what? Just to install a drainage pipe?
It's to install drainage that is required by the subdivision, and it's a license agreement which will terminate after the installation is completed.
Oh,
This is unusual, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, it is.
We don't see these too often. This is property that Henrico County owns. There is a subdivision that wishes to traverse the property with a drainage pipe.
Oh.
In order to do that, the easement is needed.
Okay. We're granting.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions? Board members? Again, this is the second of our public hearing items. Anybody in the audience want to comment on this resolution or have any questions? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move the resolution.
Second.
All right. Moved by Mr. Denai, second by Ms. O'Bannon. The resolution be approved. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, that completes your public hearing agenda for this evening. We now move to the public comment session.
All right. This, again, is a time set aside in each meeting for anybody in the audience that would like to address the Board of Supervisors on any item that is not on the agenda tonight for a public discussion. But anybody, we have somebody signed up, I believe.
I do, Mr. Chairman. I've received two. The first, which was a previous indication of an individual wish to speak, and that is Mrs. A.R. Goodwin. Ms. Goodwin? As Ms. Goodwin comes forward, I would remind the audience comments to the Board of Supervisors are limited to 5 minutes. in order to, of course, adhere to the agenda. Ms. Goodwin?
Thank you. My name's A.R. Goodwin. I live in Henrico County. County manager, honorable supervisors, county staff, ladies and gentlemen, members of the press and audience, good evening. We're all aware that Virginia is known for historic tourism. Our state has received over 60 million per person tourist trips in 2007. Henrico is rich in history, and as a result of tourism last year, over $650 million was spent in our county alone. Last week, our local television channel 6 aired a series called Virginia Vanishing. You can still see the series as streaming video on channel 6's website. This coverage included the fact that the Richmond region has now surpassed Northern Virginia in terms of land consumption and sprawl. The sprawl is carrying away with it historic resources that evidenced our county's rich heritage. It's because I love history and value the results of preservation that I learned about the threat that sprawl poses to our county's remaining historic resources and the need for their protection in the comprehensive planning process. During the last 3 years, I undertook a study of the recent history of historic preservation policy in Henrico County. I sent you each a copy of this on November 22nd as a document with an attachment. The study includes a list of historic and archaeological sites and structures reported lost as of 2006. In 1976, Henrico County published and sold copies of a historic resources survey that detailed 183 historic and archaeological sites and structures found within our county's boundaries. Using sources such as this and more recent reevaluations undertaken by Henrico County Recreation and Park, my work showed the loss of 88% of Henrico's listed historic resources and gives notice of an associated petition that will be submitted in support of the inclusion of preservation tools in the 2026 comprehensive plan draft. The petition's online. It's called the Citizens for the Preservation of Historic Resources in Henrico County, and you can find it at ipetitions.com. The document I sent you includes examples of some simple, nationally employed historic preservation tools, providing an inexpensive solution that could be adopted immediately to curb further losses. In the process of writing the study I sent to the board, I learned of the overwhelming and continuing loss of historic and archaeological sites and structures in Henrico. If I had not had these experiences, I would not have become aware of the comprehensive plan, which still remains widely unknown to hundreds of thousands of county residents. Documentation outlining the planning department's public outreach methods since 2004 was provided in the Joint Supervisors and Planning Commission work session on November 12th. Since 2004, providing online and public library access to the comprehensive plan has resulted in input from only 365 of Henrico's nearly 300,000 residents. Based on these results, it's obvious that these methods have not sufficiently promoted public knowledge of the plan. The Richmond Times-Dispatch recently reported that only $2,300 has been spent to date on advertising the comprehensive plan in the last 4 years, while over $100,000 was spent to publicize the change of address campaign in under 8 months this year alone. This shows that Henrico has the ability to reach the public. I ask Henrico's Honorable Board of Supervisors and Administration not to continue to allow development to take place without the inclusion of simple historic preservation tools within the 2026 comprehensive plan draft. I hope to be joined by many others in this request.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Goodwin.
Thank you for your time.
Mr. Chairman, I have a second indication of a speaker, although it may be the same unless it is going to be. It's A.R. Goodwin. I assume she filled this out this evening. So we only had one speaker signed up. There may be others, Mr.
Chairman. Okay. Anybody else tonight here in the audience would like to address the board on any matter? If not, we'll move forward into the general agenda.
All right, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, moving into your general agenda, the first item is 335-08. This is an introduction of a resolution for receipt of request for amendments to the fiscal year 08-09 annual fiscal plan for December. Mr. Walter.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Manager. This paper is an introductory resolution for requests to amend the fiscal year 2008-2009 budget. If this resolution is approved, it will set a public hearing for December 9th and authorize the advertisement of the public hearing, which will appear in the December 2nd Richmond Times-Dispatch. The total amount of this amendment is $7.7 million. $6.9 million of it is in the operating fund, and $817,000 is in the capital projects fund. The majority of this amendment is in the internal service fund and in the risk management area, and it's for $5.5 million to support anticipated expenses for workers' compensation and property liability claims. This is an amendment that is brought forward each year at this time in December. There is a capital project amendment of $813,000, which will help build a fully accessible, inclusive Challenger youth baseball field at Tuckahoe Park. And this project is being funded by $500,000 donation from Tuckahoe Sports and $313,000 of the county's fund balance. As the manager said, this is an introduction of the amendment and will set the public hearing and order the advertisement. I will be glad to answer any questions you may have.
Well, the board members received a copy of the amendments from the manager, I think, on November 20th, and this is an introduction tonight, but does anybody have any questions at this time?
I do have one question, Chairman, as a matter of information.
Yeah. I have a question about the matter of information, and this pertains to the interfaith housing. So when this group defaulted on that loan, Ms. Walters, when things like this happen, onus was on us to pay back the funds? That's how I read this?
Yes, sir. The HUD requirements are that those funds be used for low-income housing, and due to the organization's default on that loan, the county is liable for those funds.
Yes, Mr. Thornton, members of the board, if you remember, we went through.
What page is that?
Page 2.
Page 2 of 4, about third item down, interfaith housing.
Right.
This is an item that was discussed with the Board of Supervisors. We went through a very long and difficult task of trying to have these funds returned from interfaith housing. A lot of the money was returned that was not used or was used inappropriately. This particular item we were not able to come to completion on. And therefore, we are obligated to pay back HUD on this. I would also indicate we probably will see this money again, but we're obligated to make this transfer back because we did not meet the obligations.
Okay.
Thank you,
sir. The first item under General Fund, Department 4, Circuit Court, 04001. That $452,680 is awarded by the state. Is that correct?
It is money collected by our circuit court clerk for fees for recording of items in the clerk's office, but it is given to the state, and they give that back to us.
And it's for the purpose of putting property records online. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Is there any particular reason why we need to put property records telling people where your windows are in your house and your fireplaces and your bathrooms and all that, how many square feet? I think that's what it does, doesn't it?
It gives remote access to land records, but I think that is only the records that are in the clerk's office, which are not that specific as that would be available out of the county assessor's office.
This normally refers, Mr. Glover, to the transactions which are taking place in the land records.
But it does record everything about that piece of property, is that correct?
With the exception of Social Security numbers, which, of course, are not permitted.
Is there any particular reason, isn't that available to people if they come to the county?
Yes, sir, they can get that information.
How about the people in Iraq and Iran, do they need it? That's a little ridiculous, but you know what, they can get it, can't they?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Case dismissed. I just think it's a waste of money when people get what they need by coming to the county and asking for it and going and record anything they want to, can't they?
Yes, sir.
It's all public records.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just have to voice that opinion every time I see this come up, because I'm not sure why we do it. Of course, it's her money, isn't it? The clerk's